is a delight for all the family, because it's greasy and hot. When you've had lots, then you'll want more. There's old H.G. Wells lying in bed with his new housekeeper, with hot script by their side, glowing with pride, flushed with exhaustion. Victorian tongues, Victorian skin, Victorian lungs, Victorian sin. Victorian boys, Victorian girls, Victorian darkness. Victorian squid is hooked on the beach, is an embarrassment to respectable girls walking with pearls and their fiancés. Oh, Edward, my love, is that a squid? Yes, I fear so, my pet, but pray leave it alone. Let us go home and take some cocoa. Victorian arms, Victorian legs, Victorian charms, Victorian eggs. Victorian parks, Victorian moans, Victorian darkness. Every night our voices meet in darkness. The clicking feet on cobbled streets, the fanlight falls across the city. Say hello to Mistress Kitty and pray that someone touches her between the walnut and the fir, to where she keeps her real secret hid. She's a Victorian squid. People sometimes say, Mr. Hitchcock, why do you sing about animals and creatures? And that's a really terrifying implication, because that implies that nobody else does. We know this isn't true. I mean, Robbie Williams had a hit with giant rats. And what's that person, the relief of Mafeking? Celine Dion did Rub My Cougar. And a host of famous stars have sung about many more creatures than I ever have, but it's very important not to feel, thank you, in any way ghettoized by this kind of thing. So, yeah, I do sing about creatures, you know. I mean, birds have wings. Men have feathers. What's to say? I've just realised this whole show is actually being played by that iPod. I got backup.